At KVGC News, time is now 7 minutes after the hour. Time for a look at the news for a Thursday. It's the final day of January for 2019. Well, a man wanted on a felony warrant was apprehended in Amador County yesterday. According to the sheriff's office, deputies responding to a call from service, or for service, I should say, in the Jackson Valley area, found Dylan Williams in front of a home. Williams was currently wanted for a felony warrant out of Amador County. So upon contacting Williams, he immediately fled towards the back of the property. The deputies did not chase after him and instead set a perimeter up around the area. After the arrival of additional units, yard-to-yard searches were conducted, which included the use of a canine unit. About an hour later, Williams was located on a neighboring rooftop and surrendered without incident. Williams was arrested on the warrant and also for resisting arrest and a violation of probation.
Well, two Miwok Village men arrested in Calaveras County on numerous drug and weapon charges. According to the Calaveras Sheriff Office, a CHP officer pulled over a speeding vehicle in San Andreas, discovered not only large quantity of drugs and hundreds of cylinders containing THC, but a hidden loaded weapon as well. The traffic stop took place at a local gas station around 10:30 Sunday night. After questioning both 21-year-old Garrett Larson and 20-year-old Richard Tillman, both of Miwok Village, the officer uncovered a stash of 10 pounds of marijuana, 210 grams of individual packages containing concentrated cannabis, and nearly 650 electronic cigarette refill cartridges containing THC, and a concealed handgun. Larson and Tillman arrested without incident, booked into the Calaveras County Jail on charges of having over 28.5 grams of marijuana, sales, transportation, and concealing a loaded firearm. The pair were issued citations and released from custody after their booking.
Well, the slumping Amador County job market will soon receive a much-needed boost. Harrah's Northern California is promising 400 full-time positions when the new casino opens this spring in Amador County. The casino, now under construction on the 67.5-acre Buena Vista Rancheria, is on track to open in April. Harrah's will be hosting hiring events and offering dealer school at its Lodi recruitment office starting this coming Monday and running through April. Available positions will include table dealers, slot attendants, security detail, cooks, servers, bartenders, valets, and various maintenance roles. The 71,000-square-foot casino on Coal Mine Road in Buena Vista will contain 950 slot machines, 20 gaming tables, a sit-down restaurant, and three fast food destinations. More information on the positions being offered can be found on the Harrah's Northern California website. Harrah's Recruitment Center is located at 2020 West Kettleman Lane in Lodi.
And hazardous winter driving conditions expected in the Sierra Nevada this weekend. National Weather Service has issued a winter storm watch for the Sierra Nevada above 5,000 feet from Friday afternoon through late Sunday night. The snow levels will start around 6,000 to 7,000 feet tomorrow, then drop down to 4,500 to 5,000 Friday night into Saturday morning. Total snow accumulation will range from 1 to 4 feet above 5,000 foot elevation. There will also be significant reduction in visibility. Snow combines with gusty winds. Weekend travel through the mountains encouraged before Friday afternoon, if possible. Damage to trees and power lines also possible. Continue to monitor the latest forecasts and road conditions by visiting kvgcradio.com.
And fire crews on the El Dorado National Forest have resumed burning hundreds of vegetation debris piles left over from forest thinning projects to reduce hazardous fuel and prepare areas for reforestation. The Amador Ranger District will be burning along the Highway 88 corridor in the vicinity of Ham Station Restaurant and also in the area burned by the 2004 power fire south of Highway 88. Additional information and maps of the prescribed burn locations can be found on the El Dorado National Forest website. Look for the prescribed burn program link on the right side of the page.
And it's the perfect Valentine's date night. The annual Amador Fair Foundation Love Affair Ball, Saturday, February 16th, at the Grand Oak Ballroom at the Jackson Rancheria Casino. The Love Affair Ball includes an elegant dinner, special Valentine favors, fabulous benefit auction, and Dancing with Friends to Darren Sexton and Highway 49, all to support the Amador County Fair Foundation. Tax-deductible contributions from the community allow the Amador County Fair Foundation to maintain and improve the facilities for the enjoyment of visitors, community, and future generations. Take this opportunity, dust off your formal attire and dancing shoes for an elegant and romantic evening with your Valentine. Doors open at 5:30, no-host cocktails, dinner at 7, dancing will follow. Tickets are $100 per person, or reserve a table of 10 for $1,000. You can do so for your business or organization. They're on sale now at AmadorCountyFair.com or by calling the fair office, 245-6921.
And that's a look at local news on this Gold Country Thursday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember now, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, you can stay updated by visiting kvgcradio.com.